KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here this morning on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Baseball and softball scores from last night around the area. In softball play, it was the Atlantic Trojans 8-6 winners over Missouri Valley. Coon Rapids Bayer defeated Adair Casey 14-0. Prairie Valley over Glidden-Ralston 14-5. Martinsdale St. Mary's defeated Knoxville 8-4. Panorama 3-1 over IKM Manning. Essex over Sydney 17-16. Villisca beat Orient Maxburg 4-3. Walnut over Griswold 10-0. And Winterset 13-0 over Perry. In baseball play, it was Carroll over Denison-Sleschwig in 5 innings of play, 11-5. Sheridan beat Winterset 14-1. Coon Rapids Baird was an 18-3 winner over Arweva. Harlan was a 10-0 winner over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Tri-Center was a 5-1 winner over Logan Magnolia. Walnut 9-4 over Griswold. And Wayne of Corydon was a 24-18 winner over Moravia. In boys substate soccer play last night, substate semifinals. In Class 1A, it was Council Bluffs St. Albert 3-1 over AHST. Kemper Catholic defeated Underwood 1-0. Now on Saturday, Kemper Catholic will play St. Albert, that game being played at noon over in Oakland at Riverside. Also, the Class 2A action last night, Glenwood defeated Harlan 4-2. ADM Adel, a 6-2 winner over Winterset. And game on Saturday will feature Glenwood against ADM Adel, that being played at noon in Adel. Also, the Class 3A action last night saw Sioux City East defeat Lewis Central 3-2. And Sioux City East will take on Sioux City West now on Saturday, being played at noon at Sioux City North. Girls 2A substate soccer action will take place tonight, and that includes the Atlantic Trojans. They'll be taking on Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in the first round of the soccer regionals, and that's being played over in Council Bluffs at 5 o'clock tonight. Also tonight, Harlan will face Denison-Sleschwig at Denison for a 6 o'clock start time here this evening. And also in Class 2A Region 3 action, it'll be Boone taking on Newton at Newton at 6 o'clock, and Carroll faces Perry at Perry at 6 o'clock. And also in soccer action as well tonight, it's PCM taking on Nottoway Valley, being played in Greenfield tonight at 6 o'clock there in that Class 2A regional soccer action for the girls. Moving on to sports here on the Major League Baseball side, St. Louis doubled up San Diego 6-3. Carlos Beltran hit his NL-leading 14th home run, and the Cardinals finished a three-game sweep of the Padres. Rookie Lance Lynn won his seventh game by tying the Phillies' Cole Hamels for the Major League victory lead. And another Major League Baseball from last night in the American League. It was Boston over Baltimore 6-5, Tampa Bay 5-4 over Toronto in 11 innings. The LA Angels were 3-1 winners over Oakland in 11 innings. Seattle also was a 5-3 winner over Texas. It was Cleveland topping Detroit by a score of 4-2. The Yankees beat Kansas City 8-3, and the White Sox over Minnesota 6-0. In the National League, the Mets beat the Pirates 3-1. Milwaukee over San Francisco 8-5. Philadelphia beat Washington 4-1. Cincinnati doubling up Atlanta 2-1. It was Colorado also doubling up Miami 8-4. Houston beat the Chicago Cubs by a score of 5-1, and it was the Arizona Diamondbacks 11-4 over the L.A. Dodgers last night. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Omaha 5-2 over Salt Lake, and Tacoma beat the I-Cubs 8-3. Today, Tacoma is at Iowa for a 12:05 midday game, and Salt Lake is at Omaha at Warner Park for a 6:35 start time this evening. Also in baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals placed Matt Carpenter on the 15-day disabled list with a strained right side muscle. He's the fifth player the Cardinals have placed on the DL this week and the seventh St. Louis player currently disabled. Carpenter was batting .288 with three home runs and 20 RBIs in 39 games, with most of his starts at first base in place of the injured Lance Berkman. Also in other baseball news, Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig says he doesn't think more TV replay is needed, at least not right now. The commissioner spoke to a small group at a sport and society conference at Wisconsin's St. Norbert College. Selig instituted replay during the 2008 season for home run calls, expanded replay to cover fair or foul calls, trap balls, and fan interference instead might be instituted in 2013. A team of consultants is recommending Houston's Astrodome be turned into a multi-purpose facility that could host sporting events and massive exhibitions, while also preserving the iconic structure's outer shell. The $270 million option was one of four considered by consultants led by Dallas-based CSL, which recommended against demolition. In the NBA last night, there's going to be a Game 7 now in the Boston-Philadelphia Eastern Conference semifinal. The 76ers made sure of that with an 82-75 victory at home over the Celtics to knot the series at 3 games apiece. Jrue Holiday led the Sixers with 20 points. Elton Brand added 13 points and 10 rebounds. Paul Pierce led all scorers with 24 for Boston. Game 7 is Saturday night in Boston, and the Celtics are 17-4 all-time in Game 7s at home. But Celtics coach Doc Rivers says his team has to show more energy and not rely on the home court crowd. Heat forward Udonis Haslem has been suspended by the NBA for tonight's Game 6 of the Miami-Indiana series. Haslem committed a flagrant foul against Indiana's Tyler Hansborough during the second quarter of Game 5 on Tuesday night and will sit out Thursday's game when the Heat take a 3-2 series lead into Indianapolis. Miami reserve forward Dexter Pittman was suspended 3 games for his flagrant foul on Indiana's Lance Stephenson late in Game 5. Pittman has played only 6 minutes in the playoffs. Chris Bosh is also sitting out this game because of an abdominal strain. Also in the NHL here last night, another exciting game in the Stanley Cup playoffs as Ryan Carter snapped a tie with 4:24 left, and the New Jersey Devils posted a 5-3 victory over the New York Rangers after blowing a 3-goal lead early in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals on Wednesday night. The Devils, who led 3-0 before the first period was half over, have a 3-2 edge in the series now and can advance to face the LA Kings in the Stanley Cup Finals with a win at home on Friday night. If the Rangers can stay alive on Friday, Game 7 would be back in Madison Square Garden coming up on Sunday. The Devils seemed primed for an easy win when Steven Gonta and Patrick Elias scored within the first 4:13 of the game. Travis Zajac made it 3-0 before the Rangers woke up and began chipping away. Brandon Peirce brought the New York within 3-1 before the first period was over, and Ryan Callahan made it a 1-goal game in the first minute of the second. The Garden really rocked when Marian Gaborink tied it at 3 just 17 seconds into the third with the first goal, his first goal of the series. But the comeback was all for naught as Carter put the Devils back in front and Zach Parise sealed it with an empty net goal in the closing seconds. In other sporting news, Triple Crown contender all have another return to the track for the first time since winning the Preakness with a jog around Belmont Park's 1.5-mile oval on Wednesday. The colt arrived in New York on Sunday to begin preparations for the Belmont Stakes on June 9th when Hill will try to become horse racing's 12th Triple Crown winner. Sprint Cup champion Rusty Wallace heads a group of five picked for NASCAR Hall of Fame on Wednesday. Owner Leonard Wood and drivers Cotton Owens, Herb Thomas, and Buck Baker joined Wallace in the Hall's fourth class. Wallace, who has picked his first time as a finalist, won 55 Sprint Cup races and 706 starts and won the 1989 championship. He now works as a broadcaster. The five men will be inducted in ceremonies at the NASCAR Hall of Fame coming up next February. The 2020 Summer Olympics will be held either in Tokyo, Madrid, or Istanbul. Doha and Baku were eliminated from the race as the 2020 Olympics on Wednesday as the IOC trimmed the field of candidates from 5 cities to 3. And the University of Iowa's football and men's basketball announcer, Gary Dolphin, says he's gotten a clean bill of health after undergoing treatment for prostate cancer. Dolphin told the Des Moines Register on Wednesday that he's ready to go for a great year of Hawkeye football. He's entering his 16th season as a play-by-play radio announcer. Dolphin was diagnosed with prostate cancer a year ago. Iowa opens the season against Northern Illinois on September 1st at Soldier Field in Chicago. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.